Welcome to our November 29th session. I'm really glad to be here. I'm glad I can see everybody online. It looks like a couple more people are hopping in, which is great. Oh, there's Deanna and Bridget. Seeing if I've missed anybody. If I didn't say your name, I apologize. I like to say hi to everybody and see who's here. I'm really glad you're here. I realized today that this is officially our sixth month. So we are halfway through a full year of mentorship, and that's really it's really potent. For those of you who are able to show up live and for those of you who are watching the recordings, and even if you're watching the recordings, for those of you who are staying consistent with it, you are sharing big shifts with me. So I really encourage anybody that hasn't been able to keep up to try to find time to show up for the live sessions and watch the recordings, because it's the consistency that makes the difference, makes a big difference. And, you know, to get something out of it, you want to be able to show up or watch the recordings. So makes a difference when we show up. You show up for yourself, we show up for each other, and I'm excited that it really supports me in staying committed to showing up as well, because there's some Wednesdays, like tonight, I was totally psyched for it yesterday, and then today I got really busy and really tired, and I went, oh, I thought I was going to have a Netflix and chill. But I'm here instead. And the beauty of that is that we all have those moments, and you all are supporting me to keep showing up. And that's really important for me too. It's a big commitment, and I'm really enjoying it. I like that I'm pushing through and I'm showing up, because every time I do, I feel better afterwards. I really do feel better when we're done and when we're complete. So, and I always have a good time being here with you. So I want to remind you, for those of you who are live, that the full moon is this Sunday. It's called the cold moon. It's going to be, I'm pretty sure it's the only super moon of 2017. So it will be the closest and the brightest of this year. It happens Sunday night into early Monday morning. Then Mercury goes retrograde officially on Monday. Keep breathing, keep smiling, everything is okay. Tracy's like, ah! And Mercury retrograde is a wonderful time to just slow down. We're in the shadow phase of the Mercury retrograde right now, so you might already be feeling it. Sometimes technology and grammar, sometimes technology can get a little wonky. It's not a thing to fear or to live your life by, but it's just good to know that certain things, communication and business and things, it's good to just slow down and breathe into your belly, use the tools that we're working with in this mentorship to relax into it. And then what was the other thing? Oh, so this is our last full moon of the year, the last full moon before the solstice, which is December 21st. The next full moon will be January 1st, New Year's Day, and then a blue moon January 31st. I love to keep up with the moon and what's happening, because we'll be very close to a new moon when we gather again in mid-December, and I will be connecting with you from Peru. And I would very much, I'll have to see what Spirit wants us to do December, I believe it's the 13th. But in this moment, I'd really like to do an activation from Peru. So remind me on the Facebook group page that's what I said we were going to do. And I also have to listen to Spirit and let Spirit tell me what we're going to do, because I'm not really running the show. Spirit is. So, but that's what I would like to do from Peru. I think that would be really exciting to do an activation from Peru. So that's really neat. And so, yeah, I'd really like to do some shamanic journeying to open the space tonight before we start working one-on-one, and really get us thinking about this last full moon of the year and what you would like to, especially as we have full moon into Mercury retrograde, what you are truly ready to integrate and allow to shift into pure love and pure medicine, what you're ready to quote-unquote let go of by letting it transmute and transform. I know it sounds like we're always doing that, and it's because we are. We're always bringing ourselves back. That is the practice. That doesn't stop. There's not a place that you get to and you're done. It's just it's a practice. It just gets to a point where it becomes more natural so that it doesn't feel like work. It doesn't feel so hard. And it still continues. That is the journey. That is the gift and the medicine work that we're all doing together. So, and I'd also really like to start focusing each of you individually and our group on what are your intentions for the solstice and for the coming year. For me personally, December 21st, the winter solstice, that is New Year for me. The Gregorian calendar, December 31st, that's the New Year's where everybody drinks and parties and kisses under the mistletoe, and that's great too. But for me, the solstice really feels like the turning of the wheel and the new year. It's a new energy. It's the longest night of the year, and then we start heading back to the light. And so for me, that feels very symbolic that that would be a sense of a new year and a shift back into the light. So I really like to spend the 21st being intentional and coming up towards the 21st, maybe a day or two before, or at least on the 21st of December, I write down all of my intentions for the new year. I've been doing this for a number of years now, and every year I'll write down all my intentions, all of them. It doesn't matter if they sound like they'll never happen. I just write them all down. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all of it, anything. Anything can be written down because it's just for you anyway. And I'll write it down and I'll put it on my mesa underneath a candle. And that candle gets traded out as it, you know, as it's finished and complete, and I have to light a new candle. But I'm always lighting a candle over top of those intentions that I wrote on December 21st. And I've noticed over the last 4 or 5 years that more and more and more of my intentions are coming to fruition as I do this. And it amps up every year. And it's always on my mesa and always getting activated, even if I completely forget that it's there. And a couple months ago, or maybe when we first started this mentorship, maybe 3 or 4 months ago, I replaced the candle and I saw the piece of paper there. So I opened it up and I read my intentions from last solstice, and every single one of them had manifested, which was really cool, except here's the thing. And I talk about this in the video on my newsletter that's coming out in a couple days, but none of them manifested the way I had imagined they would manifest. It looked very different in my head when I wrote it down. It's kind of like when you sing in the car and you think you're a rock star, but then you hear a recording of yourself singing and you're doing it, but it's not quite the same as what you thought it was. Kind of like that. In my head, it was probably a lot more rock star looking, or I don't know, that's kind of a silly word for it, but it looked different when I wrote it down. But I realized it had still come to fruition. It just looked different than what I had thought, which is always such a good reminder to not have attachment to how it will manifest. Because the way it's manifested is even more interesting and creative than I could have possibly imagined. So staying open to allowing it to manifest in creative ways and that are unexpected leaves it open to manifest. Doesn't put it in a box. I don't write down, I write very specific intentions, but I don't write down, and it must happen this way, or it must look like this, because then I don't leave it open. And so that's a really good reminder as you're writing your intentions, totally ask for, you know, write down everything you really do want to infuse and bring into this new year, beginning at the solstice, and then fold it up, put it on an altar or a sacred place that's sacred to you, where you know it's getting loved up and activated and continuing to receive good intention into it, and then let it go and keep doing what you're doing, poco a poco, to move forward in that way. One of the things on my list from last year was to finish and get published this and to find a publisher for this Plant Spirit Totem book. That totally happened all sorts of different ways than I thought it would, and it still happened, you know. So that's just one example. But I also had to the reason I mentioned that is because I also had to keep writing the book. I didn't just write down the intention and then not do anything about it. I kept writing the book. I kept poco a poco, bit by bit, right? So it's a balance of writing it down, letting go of any attachment to how it'll look or any attachment to it at all, and then continuing to move forward on your journey, poco a poco, bit by bit, a little bit every day, because then you look back a year later and see how much you've created into fruition. So for those of you, I will not be online on December 21st for the solstice. I will be offline the 19th through the 29th. I will be in dieta. I will be in plant spirit medicine for about 10 days. Everything will be off. I might even be turning off my Facebook profile for 10 days. So don't be alarmed. I'm not leaving. I'm just going to be offline completely. I'm going to be in solitude while I'm on dieta in Peru. So I will be linking in with each of you energetically, probably wishing I was on a mentorship call instead of doing some of the stuff I'm going to be doing when it gets hard, because I know it'll get hard. But I will definitely be linking with you, and you all are most definitely going to be on my heart in my prayer time while I'm on dieta. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what, if you want to share any of your intentions when we resume in January, or on the Facebook page. So tonight, let's do a brief journey and get you thinking in terms of, let's go ahead and start thinking in terms of preparing for the solstice and giving yourself plenty of time to use this full moon. When the full moon starts to wane, starting Monday, Tuesday, it'll start to wane. And that's a beautiful time to start letting go of the stuff that's just, you are ready to leave it in 2017. And then at the solstice, that'll be around new moon probably, and that'll be a great time to start moving into brand new rebirth transformation into the new year. So let's take a moment and breathe into our bellies. Oh, where I live during the week, I'm not allowed to burn a candle. You can totally use a battery operated candle. Of course, you don't even have to use a candle. I just happen to have one on my Mesa, but yeah, those, you can find them on Amazon or whatever little, yeah, totally, totally use a battery operated candle if you want to mojo up something. Yeah. I would keep your intention list on your Mesa, though. I wouldn't take it to work, Tracy, I'm not sure. Okay, but yeah, battery-operated candle. I just say a candle because that's what I have, but please don't feel like, yeah, don't be attached to candle either. That feels good. And Paige, thank you for liking the Plant Spirit Totem Book. I'm glad you like it. And if you and anybody else would do me a huge favor and write, a thingy on Amazon, a review. The more reviews on Amazon, the more it goes up and people see it. So anybody who wants to do that, I won't pay you money, but you'll be on my gratitude list in many ways. I was going to joke that I would pay you money, but I can't actually do that. I can't pay you for a review. That would be completely out of integrity. But thank you, and I'm glad you like the book. So let's take a minute and breathe into our bellies. I've got some Palo Santo here. It's taking a minute. You're welcome to smudge in your own spaces if you'd like to do that. Breathing into your bellies, grounding your energy. And here's the thing with all this Scorpio energy and this big full moon, super moon, and coming into Mercury retrograde. Here's the thing. If you need permission to melt down and have a temper tantrum, just do it. Just get it out of your system now before we move into the solstice. Seriously, if 2017, you just need to, you know, I don't know what the word for that is. You just need to spit it out. Just do it. Just have your little temper tantrum. Do what you need to do and have all the feels, and then let's move on. But I want you to have whatever you're feeling around it, because it's been intense for some people lately. And I'm definitely been melting down all day. Yeah, Jen, sometimes you just got to do that. But don't spiral out. Just say, I'm giving myself this space to have my feeling and to have these feelings and to melt down. And maybe you need to go into your living room and give your 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old, 15-year-old, 17-year-old, whatever year old self, your 3-year-old self, maybe you just need to turn off the lights, stand there and stomp your feet and seriously, get it out of your system. Do it. Express it so that you're not trying to push it down, so you're not trying to pretend you don't feel it. Just like do it. Have that moment. Go outside and just like without freaking out your neighbors that anything is scary happening to you. But if you can go into the woods and just primal scream, this is a great time to do it. No joke. Give yourself the opportunity to express that, to have your feelings. And that way you won't spiral out into it and feel drowning in them because you're allowing them to express. And I've needed a couple meltdown moments the past week too, especially with family and the holidays. Like, just have your experience and then breathe into your belly, ground your energy, call in your guides and your support, and bring yourself back into alignment. And that's the practice. Definitely not invalidating anybody's experience of the last month or so. I've been feeling it too. Had lots of good stuff happening, and it's also been a consistent practice. Consistent practice. So breathe into your bellies. Really, really breathe into your belly. Just send those energetic roots into the earth. From your root, the base of your spine, from the soles of your feet, just send tree roots into the earth and allow yourself to really sink in with Pachamama. Be fully supported. And just breathe deeply into your belly and let all that stuff, all that hoochah, all that stuck energy, all that stress, all that meltdown, all of that, just let it flow into the earth. She loves to eat hoochah, so just flow that into her and let her eat it. And as you allow that energy just to flow into the earth and you feel yourself being held and strengthened like a great tree, I want you to imagine the spirit of Mother Gaia, of Mother Earth, of Pachamama, the great divine mother, huge, huge divine mother Pachamama. See her rising up from the earth to stand in front of you. Beautiful, beloved divine mother energy. Perfect, unconditional love. And just ask Pachamama, that divine mother, just to hold you. Just to hold you and hear her tell you that you are okay. You are safe. You are doing a good job. Even if you just are feeling exhausted and done, you're doing a good job. You are a good person. You are worthy. You are perfect. Just melt into her arms and let her hold you. And just let Mother Earth, Pachamama, Divine Mother know all the stuff. Just hand her all the heaviness or the stress or the fatigue or the confusion or the loneliness or the doubt or the health issues. Or maybe you feel amazing and you can hand that to her as well. Just give it all to her. Just let her carry anything that you do not want to carry anymore. Anger, fear, keeping yourself small. Feeling misunderstood. Feeling overwhelmed. Just give it all to her. And now she has a gift for you, a beautiful gift for you. Even if you're not sure what that gift is, or if it doesn't make sense, you're not sure what to do with it, just bring it into your heart. If there's anything else you'd like to ask of Pachamama, beautiful Divine Mother, just ask her now for her support, for her love, for her guidance. Find a place on Pachamama, on the earth. Find a place on this earth where you can take all the stuff from 2017 and before, anything that you're ready to truly just let go of. Just find a beautiful place to take that and just dig a hole, give it to the earth. You can literally bury it. If it is time for it to be buried and to be let go of and be loved up by the earth, just give it to her. If it's time to have a funeral for that stuff and say, okay, for real, bye-bye this time, just bury it in the earth where it will become beautiful compost. Let it transmute and transform. It's beautiful compost. Once you've buried it, maybe plant some beautiful flower seeds or vegetable seeds or tree seeds or anything that can just grow and bring good medicine from the compost of the things that you are truly letting go of at this time, allowing it to tangibly transmute and transform. Connecting with your guides. I want to give you a few minutes to connect with your guides and with Pachamama, to be sitting with what you choose to birth and grow from this compost in the new year. Letting the medicine and the compost and the seeds of everything that's come in your life up to this point to be beautiful, healthy soil for what you choose to grow in the coming year.
Breathe into your bellies.
And connect with your guides, feeling them circled up around you. And imagine in some symbolic way all your beautiful intentions that you are beginning to get clarity around and choosing to manifest into this new year that will begin at the solstice. And see how they shine and glimmer and they're full of potential. And then I want you to take a moment and ask your guides to hand you your big old box of expectations and attachments. Things that you've been having a hard time letting go of in order to manifest what you truly choose. And keep it fun. See a box. It might just be overflowing. Just get that box and open it up. And set all of those attachments and expectations free, like butterflies. Just tell them, you are free. You are liberated. I am no longer holding you. You are free to become whatever good medicine you want to become in the world. And let all of those attachments and expectations and disappointments and things you've been holding on to consciously or unconsciously just transmute and transform into the most beautiful, beautiful beings. Transmuting into pure light, into the cosmos, becoming good medicine and compost for new growth. And take that box that you were handed that was holding them and open it up. Like, just like if you needed to put it in the recycling bin and you got to flatten it out. Just flatten it up, open it up. And set it down on the earth. And then I want you to take the box that you've been in and open that up too. You can start at your head or at your feet, but any box that's been around you, consciously or unconsciously, let's just open that up right now. Let's just step out of that box that we have allowed ourselves to be in, consciously or unconsciously, whatever that looks like to you. Just open it up, flatten it out so it can be recycled, and give that to the earth too, and just watch them become compost, just like cardboard. They become compost that feeds the earth so that new soil can grow and new soil can grow new things. And check in with your body and see if you've been wearing any kind of armor on any part of your body, or maybe your whole body. Maybe it's time to just loosen that up a little bit. Or if you're ready, maybe you just unhook it and take that off too. Step out of that armor that you've been protecting yourself with. It's really just heavy and exhausting. It might have been unconsciously created with fear or anger or sadness or hurt. But if you're no longer wanting to carry that around, then just step out of it. And then ask one of your guides to give you a magical squeegee. Yeah, I said squeegee. Magical squeegee. And I want you to feel that coat of slime that is made out of shame and guilt. And fear of missing out and I don't have time, or any of that kind of energy, and just squeegee it off with your magical fairy squeegee, squeegee it, just any slime or that coat of energy, that layer of energy, just clean all that up, like cleaning a window all the way down to the earth. Just let it flow to Pachamama and feed her that hoochah. And if you are carrying anybody else's baggage, lineage baggage, anybody else's ideas about you, old programming, ideas that don't fit or feel good anymore, just slip them off like you're slipping off a backpack or slipping off a heavy coat. Just see those programs stuck in you like an old 8-track, and they're just not leveling up anymore. So you just pull that 8-track out, just give it to the earth. If you don't know what an 8-track is, then a cassette. If you don't know what a cassette is, then a CD. Anything that's old school and you don't need it anymore, just pull it out and give it to the earth. And just keep peeling and peeling and peeling away and peeling, because you're in your sacred space. Just peel it away until you are just absolutely pure innocence down to your just naked, pure, beautiful luminescence. All of it is just peeled away with grace and ease. And I want you to just see a beautiful body of water in front of you. And when you have just peeled away all those layers of things that don't fit, you're just stripped down naked into your pure perfection and light. Just dive, jump, belly flop into that liquid light water right in front of you, just to refresh and renew, be cleansed and nourished, transformed, reborn, and just stay down deep in that water so it flows over you and through you with the intention of completely cleansing, refreshing, and beginning again. Starting brand new, no matter where you've come from or what you've done or what initiations you've been in, you are cleaning things up so that as you come up out of that water, you are bright and shining and strong. Making your way out of that water, back onto the beautiful Pachamama Earth, and just see a beautiful, beautiful blanket of stars wrapped around you, shining bright, clean and clear. And just breathe into your belly and receive. From this fresh, renewed energy, you can spend the next few weeks continuing to refresh and renew and sit with your intentions for the coming year, that you will ideally write down and have ready on December 20th or 21st for the solstice. And just breathe into your belly. Breathing into your belly as you make your way back into your physical space, connecting with all of us here, reconnecting at our sacred fire, where we all gather every a couple weeks, every other week, to do good medicine work together. And just still feel yourself surrounded by your guides and that beautiful blanket of stars. And just allow yourself over the next few weeks, if you need to go and do something like that again and just lay it all down at the foot of Pachamama again and again and again, just keep doing it. Don't beat yourself up if you have to do it more than once. Be easy with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. If you need to sit and just cry at Pachamama, let her hold you. Cry with the intention of bringing healing and creating shift and transformation, not to spiral out. It's okay to have a pity party, but we just don't want to stay in the pity party. We don't want to stay in that energy. We want to allow how we feel, and then we want to bring it back. Breathe into your belly. Remember who you are. I know it's not always easy. You're doing a very good job. Part of this mentorship is to come together every other week and gather once again and strengthen you once again so that you can continue moving forward in a good way. And then in a couple weeks, if you feel like poop again, it's okay. We come back together and we reconnect and get intentional again. And that is the practice. What we're doing, what you're doing, that is the practice. We all forget. We all have our moments. So over the next few weeks, be sitting with, and don't rush yourself, but be sitting with what you really choose to call forth and invoke and embody with your solstice intentions. And dream big. Dream big, because even if it doesn't physically 100% manifest in this year, it will in the next year or the next year. Dream big. Dream big. Y'all read Julie's comment, holy F-bomb. I'm watching my language. Holy F-bomb. Best therapy I've ever done. That's awesome. You know, this is a blend of therapeutic and shamanic and really just spirit speaks to us through our sacred imagination. Like, it's no joke. It's not just your imagination. This is spirit speaking to you. And what just came through, I didn't plan on doing it that way, but spirit keeps reminding me Pachamama is divine mother. So when I was in Peru last time, that's awesome. I love y'all's comments. Thanks, Melina and Julie and Deanna. Okay, I gotta start reading comments. I can't just sit here and read comments and talk to y'all. When I was in Peru, there is a local woman who took me on a tour. I hired her as a guide because there's people who will guide you through some of the sacred places there, which is I highly recommend because they know the area. And she said, everybody's got a different idea of translating Quechua, but she told me that Pachamama is actually the cosmos and Mama Pacha is the earth. And I thought that was really interesting because I've been taught that Pachamama is the earth. And so and it's kind of interchangeable, but at the same time, I thought that was really interesting because it's kind of microcosm, macrocosm, and it brings in this divine mother aspect. And I've really been connecting with Pachamama, the divine mother, and just really letting her say, daughter, I have you. I have you, and I love you. And I have an awesome human mom. You know, my mom, Jenny Post, who I saw at Thanksgiving, she's awesome. And she loves me and she's there for me, but she's still got her human stuff. And so do I. And so connecting in with this divine mother, Pachamama energy, Mama Pacha, has been really healing and supportive. So I really wanted to, she showed up as we were doing that journey and I really wanted to invite her in. And I pray that each of you trust that each of you can connect with that unconditional, the most nourishing, nurturing energy that there are not even words for. And to really just keep peeling away those layers until you are truly just naked, symbolically, energetically, because what's been coming up for me is recognizing that even with all the tracking of my energy I do, there still can be these layers. And these layers of defense, or do I trust? And they're so subtle sometimes. So we're just going to keep peeling away symbolically speaking, and allowing ourselves to really track our energy and get super clean and clear. And that sovereignty, when you're in personal responsibility, you're really tracking your energy, taking full responsibility for your stuff, then you are truly sovereign. Then you are truly liberated. It's beyond freedom. It's liberation, and it comes from sovereignty. So I'll stop there because I do want to spend some one-on-one time. And we had Marissa had asked a question on the Facebook group page. So can you unmute Marissa, please? I was trying to finish on my thing here. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
You just joined the mentorship not too long ago, right?
I did, yep. The day of the last session.
Awesome. Oh, I love it. Well, you're just topping right in. That's awesome. Yep. So let the group know, if you don't mind. Tell the group what you wanted to focus on. And maybe it shifted a little bit after we just did this opening piece. So if you want to speak to that, let us know what you'd like to sit with. And the whole group will receive support with what we do.
Great. Yeah, I loved the journey you just took us on. I felt like, this is exactly what I'm calling for. So thank you. And yeah, it was sort of a last minute ask. I was kind of hesitant and I wanted to ask it yesterday and then I thought, oh, this is silly. But anyway, my query is that, I've been feeling stuck for the past almost year in my business, and stuck in the sense that of having trouble aligning it with what I feel is a much deeper call of my soul, like what I'm here for, what my work is in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. And it felt, you know, when I started this business 2 years ago, it felt aligned, but now it's, I don't know, it's starting to feel funky, and I don't know what to do because I've made a sizable financial investment, and it's growing. So I have customers, but I just don't know what to do. I feel stuck. So, you know, and maybe this is like the turn of the wheel kind of feeling here. But yeah.
What's your, if you don't mind, and you don't have to answer anything in front of the group that you don't want to, so feel free to say, I don't want to share that. But are you open to telling me what your business is? What do you do?
Oh, sure. It's a skincare line based entirely on herbs and natural oils, and really just bringing together all the beautiful, wonderful, healing things of the earth and infusing it with gemstone energy. I work with gems a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
So where has the shift been? Is it that you don't want to sell stuff anymore, or you want to be doing something different, or where's the disconnect for you?
The disconnect and kind of like the disharmony is in the field or the category that I guess you could classify my product line is in, this like green beauty or clean beauty, or I don't even know what the word is. There are so many ways to define this emergent field within like the larger beauty industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I take a look at the places that would represent a line like mine, like, I don't know if these are familiar names, but like, Creo or Detox Market, or, I don't know. I'm trying to think of all these like emergent, like natural beauty kind of spaces. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm just feeling like it's, the industry is becoming dogmatic, and it's sort of like, you know, the idea of detoxing everything, and then there's so much language around and judgment around what you can and can't put on your skin. And suddenly I feel like I'm in this, I started this to be a rebel, and now I feel like, oh, now I'm just part of this like thing, and it's, but I still love making product, and I still stand by my original belief in it. So it's, I just don't know where to go. If I should abandon it, or if it's, you know, salvageable, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, take a moment and just breathe into your belly. And tell me what you love about your business. This is not a thinking, this is a feeling. What do you love about what you do? And everybody in the group, whatever your business is, you can be sitting thinking, what do I love about what I do? Let me really focus on that and not if I'm busy enough or if it's going fast enough or if I'm doing well. Just take a moment and sit with what you're super grateful for. However you earn your livelihood, even if it's a job you're ready to quit, focus on what's working. That's always a good practice, even if you're not looking to shift that. And Marissa, when you're ready, tell me what it is about your work that you're doing that you love.
I think it's twofold. I love the creating process. I love making. Mm-hmm. And I love connecting something pure and heart-centered to a person that's going to take it into their life and use it and make it part of their experience.
Okay. So how do you feel? Imagine yourself creating these beautiful products, these little witchy potions and herbs and things that you're creating, these magical elixirs. And how does it feel when you're doing that?
Good. It feels pure and it feels, it just feels right. It feels good.
Okay. So take a minute and tell your brain, thank you very much. But I'm going to talk to my heart now. Because good is, that's nice. It's nice to feel good, right? How do you feel? Imagine yourself making these. How do you feel? How do you feel? Is it expansive? Is it free? Is it creative? Is it, you know, how do you feel? How's your heart feeling while you're making those elixirs? Or is your heart going, I'm not in this anymore? Yeah, it's not a thinking, it's a feeling. How's it feel when you're doing it?
It feels freeing, and it does feel expansive and connected, and like there's just this flow.
Good. Where is that in your body? Where is it in your body?
In my chest, in my heart.
Good. Tap in with your chest. Good. Tap in with your chest and your heart. I know I'm talking over you. It's because I don't want to do too much talking. I don't want you to do too much talking. Tap in with that place in your heart. Just find that little place in your heart. Because there's a little girl aspect of you in there that is running the show. She loves this. She makes little potions. And when you were little, you could have taken mud and rocks and mushed it all together and had a magical elixir, right? She's still in there. So find her. You got her?
Mm-hmm.
Ask her what she wants to be doing. What does she need?
She's actually telling me she wants privacy. She doesn't want to be seen.
Okay. Does it mean that she just needs a little alone time, a little quiet time? Or is she scared to be seen?
Oh, I think she's scared because she's hiding behind like a big rock.
Mm-hmm. So just take a minute and breathe into your belly and ask her, what do you need? What does she need? What does she need in general? What does she need from you? If she's scared, what does she need?
She's saying she doesn't know. Mm-hmm. She's like confused and kind of feeling just like unsupported.
Okay. Would she like to feel safe?
Yeah.
Would she like to have fun?
Yeah.
Would she like to play more?
Mm-hmm.
Would she like a hug?
Yep.
Will you give her one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are the things she needs, and you can give those to her perfectly. So give her a big old hug. And ask her if she's willing to come back and be with you.
Yep, she is.
And if you're willing to let her do that, let her create a space in your heart that's just for her. It can be her most safe, sacred, wonderful, magical place. That when you can both see it, you can breathe into your belly and let her step into that space. And let her bring all her elixirs and potions and yummy things. And anybody else that on the group who's not sure how to move forward with your work, this is what you want to be doing with your little girl self, because there's an aspect of you that is nervous and afraid, possibly. So have you got her in there, Marissa? So what I want you to be focused on for the next 3 days is exactly what she wants to be doing. She is not listening to any of those other silly adults who are wasting time with dogma and arguing and blah, blah, blah. She does not care about that. She makes magical things and she shares them with people. And sometimes they give her $5 or $15 or $25 and she hands them a magical thing that she has created. And she is very happy about that. And that's all she cares about. And if you could start focusing on what she cares about and the fun that you're having, the whole thing will start to open up. Because right now you're in that thinking place of looking outside yourself for the answers instead of focusing on what you love to do. Because you're really good at what you do and you like doing it, but you've shifted from I'm doing this out of the pure love and joy of it to oh no, everybody else and what they think and where am I going to sell it and where is it going to fit in and what do they think? And all these people will run around arguing for days. It happens in shamanic work. It happens in therapeutic work. It happens in every business. And what I do, I watch all those people running around arguing with each other and judging each other and saying who can do this and who can't do that and yada, yada, and who's a real thing and who's a fake this. And I just keep doing my thing. And the less I focus on them and the more I focus on what I love, I just keep moving forward and it keeps opening up. You understand? That's what you want to be doing. It doesn't mean that you can't start doing other things and shift, but I'm not feeling counsel right now for you to just quit what you're doing and do something else yet. What I'm feeling is for you to come back into your place of love and not your overthinking space of fear, because everybody else has forgotten the magic. They're running around arguing about how the magic can be sold. You get to just focus on creating the magic. Yeah?
Yeah.
If you'll do that very intentionally for the next 72 hours, really let your little girl run the show.
Okay.
Start having fun with thee again. Start remembering that you're creating magic potions and magical elixirs that do magical things for people. But you don't even have to focus on the people or how they receive it. Just the fun in creating these magical potions. I'm calling them that because that's just how you, I feel your little girl talking about them. She doesn't think in terms of skincare regimen and all that. She's thinking, ooh, magical potions. Right? When you can get reconnected with that, you're going to start having fun again. Because the truth is, if somebody told me 20 years ago when I was in the psychiatric ward, hey, the stuff that's sending you to the psychiatric ward, you're going to get paid for that one day. That would have made no sense to me. So this is a great example of let go of how you think it should look or how anybody else thinks it should look and focus on what you love and what feeds your heart and your soul. Because when you're having fun, your little girl wants to have fun. She wants to play. She wants to take some of that yummy, gooey stuff and make a big old mess and end up with a whole new thing. And when you're focused on that, then everything opens up. Okay. Don't get caught up in the world's idea of how things should work. That's such a distraction. There's plenty of places to sell your stuff. There's plenty of people who want to buy your stuff. That's not where you need to overthink and obsess. Because if you're not having fun, it doesn't matter how much you're selling. Right?
True.
Yeah. Deanna's loving it. She's like, woo! So is that a good place for you to start for now?
Yeah, that's
good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, because a lot of times I can do the same thing. I mean, even with this mentorship, y'all don't have a clue how much goes into putting this mentorship on. It looks like we just connect on Facebook and do a Zoom thing, but I didn't realize when I set it up either. It costs a ton of money to do this every month. I had no idea. That's why the person who helped me start it said, you need to charge more. And I was like, no. I'm like, oh, this is why you said charge more. Well, I don't want to charge more. I don't want to charge. I want to charge what I'm charging, and I want to have fun with it. And the more I have fun, the more fun y'all have, and the better it is. And the finances take care of themselves. They really do. And I don't say that flippantly at all. You know, I got a business mind to a certain extent, as much as I need to. But that's the thing. I'm doing what I love. And so, you know, the first 5 months of even just this mentorship, the first 8 months of this year, I had all this business stuff going, and it all just went and fell apart. And I went, oh. And so just like that, oh, that's a technical term. And then I was like, all right, I got to activate my energetic grin and breathe into my belly and start calling in some support. And I found a new assistant, and I found a new website person. And I'm in the world doing the tangible things. I'm not just floating around in the woo. However, I'm bringing in all the woo and all the magic and making sure I'm having fun. Because even on days like today where I was like, oh, gosh, we have mentorship. Oh, dang, okay. I was like, okay, what are we going to do? Let's have fun. Let's play. We're coming together to play. And as long as I remember that, I have a really good time. And now I'm all pumped up and can't even believe I was tired and didn't want to do this because now I got all this great energy. And I always want to do this. Y'all know that. But you see what I'm saying? I'm in the business piece as well. But for me, the first place to start with business is to get into my heart, make sure I'm having some fun. If you are at a job that you don't like, you need to find the fun. First thing you need to do, get back into your medicine, feed your heart, do your self-care, find the fun, be grateful for all the little things about that job you can be grateful for, and then it will start to shift. It really will. And the job will shift, or you'll find a new job or something. So, yeah, that's what I want you to be working on, Marissa. And I want to give a little bit of my background because I don't talk about the business piece so much, but I have to deal with that too. And we're both bringing magic. So if I start forgetting, then just like your little girl, sometimes I have to step back and go, uh-uh. Self-care time. Nobody sees me, you know. But self-care is different than hiding out of fear. And you have the opportunity to really level up right now. So your little girl self's a little nervous about being seen. So you focus on her. Keep her feeling safe and good. Keep focused on the magic, and the business will expand perfectly. And probably you can manifest somebody to come in and start taking care of it for you, so you can just focus on the fun. Yeah, seriously, stay open to every possibility. I posted on Facebook that I needed an assistant, and I listed all the things I needed them to be able to do. And I thought, gosh, is that too much to ask? And this guy posted, that's a big ask. And I just went, oh, hell no. You don't come into my world and tell me I can't bring it all in. And I said, this is how my world works. This is exactly what I'm calling in. And I called in a woman who didn't know how to do all of it, but she's so freaking smart and quick. And she said, well, if I don't know, I'll Google it. I mean, she has just figured out all this. I mean, she's so good. So she wasn't exactly to the point what I would thought, you know, but I had to put it out there. Aim for the moon and you'll hit the stars kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So when you're setting your intentions, Marissa and everybody else, don't let the rest of the world tell you, well, that's too big. You can't do that, you know. I told the universe I want a publisher, and people were like, well, you can't have a publisher unless you do this and this and this. And that. Well, my book has a publisher. Is it, you know, some big, huge conglomerate? No, it's an awesome independent publisher who let me have creative control. That's what I wanted. Right. So this is a great example of don't be attached to how it looks and be willing to dream big. Because if you set the intention, I want to just focus on the magic and the fun and let somebody else do the business. But then the monkey mind goes, no, you can't do that. It'll cost too much. How will you pay for it? Blah, blah, blah. I know. Right. Focus on the fun. Dream big. Write down in your manifestations, your intentions, what you really want. See what happens. I mean, really? Okay. Oh, this is good stuff. This is very exciting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone is nodding. Elaine, you're so cute. Everyone is nodding. Yeah. You also all have lots of nice, beautiful, soft lights going on in the background, like fires and things. It's very cozy. I have a really bright light on so you can see me. Julie says, so true. I can't stand it when the rest of the world steps into my world and gets me all business freaked out. And Marlena's saying, yes. Yeah, that's the thing. It's not that you're ignoring what's happening in the world. If I see a red light, I don't say, that red light does not figure into my reality. I will continue to drive. I don't do that. None of us do that. At the same time, if someone walks up into my world and says, no, you can't do that, I go, who made you the red light? Who are you? What? You know, and we do it to ourselves too, though. Nobody else can stop us unless we stop ourselves. We do it to ourselves. We overthink. We monkey mind. We, you know, things like, I want a publisher for my book. And then, oh, but how will they find me? And will they let me pick the cover? And will they, just all the monkey mind. That's just one example. I'm trying to think of examples from my experience to share with you all because we're all on the journey together. But anything, if you have a creative talent that you want to bring to the world and you're focused on, well, how will I go on tour? But you haven't even created an album, then you're definitely not focused in the place you want to be focused. If you want to be making music, make music. I had a student who did the 4 months training with me, and one of the things we used to do this thing. This is a great time of year to do this too. Thank you, Spirit. We did this thing called an obituary. We wrote our own obituary. Tracy's done this, and some other people who've done the 4 months training have done it. Some of you who are going to do the 4 months training, we will be doing this. You can do it lots more than one time. It's a great practice. Write your obituary. Not in a depressing kind of way, but in a, how do I want to be remembered? What do I want people to say about me? You know, what do I want my life to say when I'm complete with this physical experience? And we had a student who would show up at every class and bring tons of gifts for all the students. He was like Santa Claus, and every class he would show up with all these gifts. And it got to be a little overwhelming, but in his obituary, he wrote that he wanted to be a philanthropist. And we got to the last training day, and everybody was allowed to bring gifts except him. That was my rule, because he had brought gifts. He had just been like Santa Claus with a big sack of gifts to every training day that we had. So at the last one, I said, everybody but you can bring a gift, and your gift is to show up and let us give you gifts. And they read their obituaries, and he was saying, I want to be a philanthropist. And I said, don't you realize you already are? You're always showing up giving gifts. You may not be a philanthropist like a billionaire who buys up jungles to save and that kind of philanthropy, but in his own way, he's already a philanthropist because he always shows up bearing gifts. So find the places, write your obituary if it resonates for you. And again, not in a depressing way, but to say, here's the thing she accomplished in her life, because you'll start to notice what's important to you. So I had another student who did the training this year, and she kept talking about these books she wants to write. Wants to write these books, got to write these books, got to write these books, got to write these books. She wrote her whole obituary, read it to us, finished it, and went, I didn't even mention the books, because that's not really what was on her heart at the end of her life. And she went, my whole focus was on this other thing. That's what I really want to be doing. And so she kind of set the books aside for a minute and focused on this thing that at the end of her life felt really important. It helped her get focused on what was really important. So if that feels supportive to you, this is a perfect time of year to start sitting with your quote-unquote obituary and where your heart really is. It can help support you in creating your own personal mission statement. Like your life purpose mission statement, one that you create and you write and you decide, you write your obituary, you find out what is actually important to you at the end of your life, what you want to have accomplished and what you want to leave from your life, what you want your legacy to be, and then you'll know what your mission statement is. because I can't exactly remember mine. I can find it for you all if you want and write, maybe put it in the group page. But I remember writing my obituary and realizing all the stuff I was doing was cool. That's fine. But what was really important was to empower people to remember who they are and to feel healed and whole and joyful in their lives. And I was like, yeah, that's what's most important to me. All this stuff is just ways that I'm trying to help do that on the planet. So that means that's how I want to feel. If that's what I want to empower others to feel, that's because I want to feel that, you know? So it looks like we're just about out of time, but I'll check in just real quick, see if anybody else has a quick question. But those are some great practices to be working on. Closure for the new year as we lead to the solstice. If you've been in your poop and you're kind of spiraling out, this will be a great way to just focus in on what's truly important to you instead of all the stuff that feels overwhelming. What's really important to your heart? Where's your focus? What do you want your mission to be? Because you get to decide your mission. There's no mission placed on you. Your mission is your decision. You don't even have to have a mission. Your mission could be, I just want to play and have life be yummy. And that is a mission, which is just as valid as any other. So work, but I would encourage, I'm going to give you all a little homework, which we don't usually do, but work on an obituary to see what's really important to you, what you want to leave as your legacy, and then sit with how that affects your personal mission statement. And that will help you write up some beautiful solstice intentions, which you all will most definitely manifest in an amazing way in the coming year, even if it looks different than you had imagined. So anybody else have anything real quick? We got 2 minutes. Anybody have anything they want to share or say? Because that was a lot, actually. That feels like a lot. That was a very unexpected evening. Deanna, you look very cozy. I have to tell you that. Are you on the floor? On your bed or something? Bridget's got her hat on. She needs to stoke the fire a little bit. Getting cold up in there. Okay. So anybody else? Anybody? Everybody good? Okay. Just had an awesome bed. Okay. Deanna's in bed. Well, I had an awesome private session with somebody from the group this week, and just want to remind you all that if you want to do some private sessions when I get back, you're certainly able to. But thank you for inviting your friends. Just a reminder, now through January 17th, if you have a friend sign up and join us, you get to choose one of my books, Shaman's Toolbox or my Plant Spirit Totem book as a gift, or you can have an essence from my website. Not a personal blend, but one of the other essences, one of the blends or an individual one. So I'm just going to keep putting that out there as an incentive. And thank you for sharing with your friends. I'm really excited. I do want to get a few more people to join and get a few more people, but I don't want it too big. I like our tight-knit community, but I feel like starting in January, it's like a new module. It's a great time now or in January for people to join. So thank you for your questions. Marissa, thanks for stepping up and asking that question. This is all good stuff, so I really appreciate you all. I really appreciate you showing up, watching the recording, sharing in the group. It inspires me. Even if I'm not constantly in there commenting right now, I'm super inspired, and it feeds me to read how you all are receiving support and supporting each other. So thank you. So let's just breathe into our bellies, giving thanks for this time together. Thank you to our guides. Thank you to each of you for showing up with your good medicine. We have lots of good medicine work to do now and to share with each other in the Facebook group page, and I'm looking forward to seeing that. May you be very blessed and sleep deeply and sweetly this evening. Thank you very much.